You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Financial news reports these days seem to be always filled with bad news. Either a stock market crash or another company going under due to mismanagement.
Millions upon millions of dollars have been recently lost by shareholders, some who had their life savings invested in this way. Why have the companies gone under? Some causes have been dishonesty, and others just plain bad business decisions.
Often the question is asked, how could this happen? How could a group of so-called intelligent men make such appalling decisions? Newspapers recently asked these questions both of the companies and the government agencies who are supposed to prevent these sort of things happening. It seems that a lot of common sense decisions are put aside in boardrooms while people play power politics or games to the expense of many afterwards. We would like to stress that we are not talking about any one company, because there have been many examples in the press in recent days.
Many folk listening would be able to think of a work situation where people have played office politics. Many striving to climb the ladder of success, often at the expense of others. Some in the workplace are not willing to lead or make hard decisions, fearing demotion or ridicule.
We must also ask the question, is the church affected by politics? The short answer, yes. Being organisations of various denominations and sizes, many have suffered from people playing politics. After having said that, we stress that there are businesses, companies, corporations and churches that run in harmony without people playing politics in their organisations.
So why all this talk about politics? Well, a long time ago, a great non-political person was born. Yet he was the most influential person in the world's history. He was a king, yet not born to a rich family on earth, not born in a palace, but instead a humble stable. His parents were poor. Both parents bravely stood in the face of possible shame as Mary the mother was pregnant. Think about her trying to explain to folk, "I am still a virgin. This child is to be the Son of God who will save his people." You can imagine the disbelief.
Jesus was born as an extraordinary child in extraordinary circumstances, to perform an extraordinary task in which he would save the world with an extraordinary sacrifice.
Jesus, for his first 30 or so years, trained as a carpenter. His stepfather Joseph was also a carpenter. His real father was God. It often amazes me that Jesus was willing to humble himself, to be born as a human baby, to grow up with a very poor family, and learn a trade as a carpenter. Yet, he is the creator of all things, as we read in the Bible.
For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is in the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
Jesus began his public ministry in his early 30s. Jesus began to choose 12 men who would follow and learn from him over the next few years. Jesus was the leader, not the head of a committee of 13 good men. He had chosen men from various backgrounds, from fishermen to tax collectors. Some of these folk had the most basic education, yet Jesus taught them without a classroom. He taught by word and by example. The world sometimes overlooks the fact that God has visited planet Earth. Perhaps they did not expect him to come in such humble circumstances.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170.